Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, looking at the third Mishnah, which follows the same pattern as the first and the second, by Lulav and Hadas. The third Mishnah, this is the third parak, Arva Gizula Vivesha, so the Arva, stolen or withered, Psula, Shalashrav Shalandacha, Psula, again as we saw, Niktam Rosha, again like the first two, if the top is cut off, Nifritsu Alaha, if the leaves are off, Vatsaf Tzafa, and here's the unique Arava issue, which is a different kind of an Arava, and we'll see what that is, Psula. If it's, on the other hand, slightly dried out, or some of the leaves fell off, or if it's a Vesteha Baal, which means that it's not in the river, and it's irrigated, it's because Arve Nachal, but it's in the mountains, and it's irrigated by rainwater, still Kshera. Okay, Tarabaran. Arve Nachal. What does that mean? Hagdelin Al HaNachal. Those that grow by the river. Perhaps Nachal is not a location, but a description that the leaves look long, elongated like a river. How do I know if it's Steabal? Or from the mountains, it's okay. Tamadomar Arve Nachal. Mikomakom, the plural Arve says there's more than one type. Abba Sha'ulomar Arve Shtayim. Achat Lam Achat Mikdash. That the text is hinting or directing us towards the other Arava that's going to be used in the Mikdash, what we read about in the fourth parak, one for the Lulav, one for the Mikdash. Rabbanan, the Mikdash Men Alehu, the Rabbanan used Arve to allow multiple types of Aravot, so where do they get the one, the Mikdash? The answer is Hilchata Gemiri Lahum, that they have a tradition, sans text, that we have the Arava B'Mikdash, Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan, a famous statement, Eser Etiot Arava Menisuch HaMayim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That the rule of, if there are 10 saplings in a Beit Se'ah, that you may plow the entire thing up until Rosh Hashanah and Erev Shvi'it, something we'll deal with more in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that the din of the Aravan, the Mikdash, we'll see in the fourth parak, and Nisuch HaMayim, which you'll see in the fourth and the fifth parakim, Ar Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Tanabaran, Arvei Nachal Hagdelot Al HaNachal, so the tzafzafa, which is another willow type thing that grows in the mountains, is out. So I'm Rabbi Zera, my crab. Kacha, my rabim, tzafzafa samo. In other words, that he says, take it on water, great water, and he made it into a tzafzafa. So the idea is that something that grows on rainwater and something away from the nachal is a tzafzafa. Amar le'abayu dilma perusha kemafarish. Maybe the text is actually doing the opposite. Kacha mayim rabim umayniyu tzafzafa. Not that he's turned it into a tzafzafa, but rather that's what it is and it's proper. Imkein my samo. So I didn't say he made it or he put it. Amar rabival ha'kodesh baruch hu ani amar chu yisrael efarai kekach al mayim rabim. I thought that Bnei Yisrael would be like the one that grows on many waters, which is the Nachal, which is Arava. In other words, I wanted them to be like an Arava that has lots of water with it and lots of nourishment, and instead they made themselves like the Tzafzafa that grows up in the mountains. Some people use this pasuk to interpret our Mishnah. The same exact drasha. So how do we distinguish? Because we said arava shel baal or shel harim is mutar, is kasher. The answer is arava kaneshala adom. The stick is red. Vale shala mashuch, and the leaves are elongated. Ufia chalak, and the edge is smooth. Tzafzafa, on the other hand, kaneshala avan, is a white stick. Vale shala angol, the leaves are perfectly round. Ufia domela magal, and the top is serrated like a scythe. Vatanya domela magal kasher, domela masar pasul. Remember one that says that if it's like a scythe, it's kasher, but if it's like a saw with really sharp edges, then it's pasul. Right? Now he bechil fagila. That's a different kind of an arava that is supposed to be somewhat sharp, like the magal. All right, shvaminah he chil fagila kasher loshana. And just as he did with the hadas, and the Hadas Mitzrah, he said, here I can infer from here that that's a valid Aravat Shita. So the same Mahalach that we had earlier with the Hadas Mitzrayi, since it has a qualifying name, in this case, Chilfa Gila, I might think that it is invalid, therefore it teaches us that it is valid, and we can be used. V'emachinami, so why is it valid? The answer is Arve Nachal Rachman Mikom Makom. The Torah said Arve in the plural, so it allows different kinds. Rav Chista Hanit Flat Mili Ishtani Shmayu Mechichar Beit HaMikdash. We had the sugya at the end of the second paragraph of Bamelikin, of the second paragraph of Shabbat in Bamelikin. There's three words that have flipped in their meanings, in A for B and B for A, since the Churban. Chalfata Arvata, Arvata Chalfata. So what we call an arava is really a chalfata, and what we call a chalfata is really an arava. So really we have to take a chalfata, not an arava. This is the common colloquy. Shipora chatzotzrata, chatzotzrata shipora. So what we call a shofar is really a chatzotzrata, and vice versa. Manavkamina la shofar shor Rosh Hashanah. So nafkamina for use of Rosh Hashanah, we should use what they call a chatzotzra. Ptorta, ptora, ptora, ptorta. A big table, a small table, inverted. If you buy a ptorta, you really should expect now a large table and vice versa. I'm Rabbi Afani Omer, Bekasi Huvlila, Behuvlila Bekasi. Different stomachs of the animal have switched names. If there is a needle found in the thickness of the wall between the stomachs, so if it's between the stomachs, as long as it doesn't go all the way through, it's not a trefa, but if it's on the outer lining, it is, and so therefore it depends what we call this stomach. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Afani Omer, Pavel Bursif, Bursif Pavel, we have an identification switch, and the Mainaf Kamina Likiten Oshim, because for a get, we have to have the proper location used. Alright, the next Mishnah, Bishmael Omer, Shlosha Hadassim, before we get to the Etrog, since the Lulav Hadassah and Avar are all together, the Rabbi Yudah Hasi put this Mishnah in here, it seems that's the reason. Shlosha Hadassim, Ushter Avot, Lulav Echad, Etrog Echad. Three Hadassim, two are a vote, and one each of the love and a drug, which of course is what we do. Even if two of the Hadassim are cut and only one is uncut, it's still valid, which sounds like he says you only need one Hadass. We'll see about that. Even if all three of them are cut, it's still valid. We'll see about that. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says there's one of each thing, just like we all agree that there's one lulav and one etrog. Similarly, he says there's one hadas and one arava in the mix. Tadra Bishmal Omer creates hadar. Echad, it's in singular. Kapot tmarim, because it's written kapot without a vav. Echad, so it's singular. Anaf eitz avot. So first of all, there's three words there, plus it's avot, which indicates a chain, so three. But there's three words, so shlosha. Arvei nachal, the plural, shtayim. Hafidu shtayim tumim, even both of them are cut. Ve'achad sheno katum. Sorry, both, if two of the hadassim are cut, and one is not. Rabbi Tarfon omer shlosha, hafidu shloshtayim tumim. He agrees there have to be three hadassim, but even if all three are cut. Kiva omer, which seems to be that they both disagree with the earlier Mishnah about kashrut hadas. As you saw in the Mishnah, Amar lo Rebbe Eliezer. Eliezer said to Rebbe Kiva, I might think that the etrog should be together in one bundle with the other three. Amar tevchin, Amar pri etz hadar v'kapot marim. There's no vav to connect them. Amar ela kapot pri etz hadar kapot marim v'anaf etz avot v'arve nachal. Well, anaf etz avot v'arve nachal. What's ulakachtem? You shall take them, but the way it's darshan, just like with uchtavtam, aktivatama, in brachot and in menachot, here we have lekichatama, meaning it's one holistic taking. Rabbi Shmuel Manavshach, Rabbi Shmuel's position is a little bit strange. Ish lemin bai, if he needs the hadas to be complete, the minami kulu needs all three. Lo bai shlemin, if he doesn't, then afilu chadamilo shouldn't need any of them. Rabbi Ami Chazar bo Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael changed his mind when he originally said you need three hadasim. He really ended up saying you only need one, and therefore one that is uncut makes it okay. And so he needs one, but that one has to be hadar and therefore uncut. I'm Rabbi Yudah Shmuel. Lachak Rabbi Tarfon. We rule like Rabbi Tarfon that all three can be cut. Riaza Shmuel Tameh. Amar Lahu Shmuel. 100 of them Zavni Asa. Shmuel told the people who sold Hadasim, Ashfu Uzvinu, you better keep your prices low. Vilo, the Rishal Hu Rabbi Tarfon. I will publicize it, Halachak Rabbi Tarfon, that they don't have to be in good shape at all. My Tama, Yudah Shum de Mekel. If it's because he just threatened to be Mekel, he could have said, like Rabbi Kiva, to Mekel Tzveil, says you only need one. The answer is no, that really is the biggest kula. Tlata ktume shchichi, it's much easier to find three cut ones, chad velo katum lo shchiach, as opposed to one that's not cut. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up with the next mishnah, defining the parameters of proper etrog. And in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.